This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting a deeper look into one particular tragedy in Ukraine. Authorities are now revealing the number of people who were killed in a Russian airstrike on a theater last week in Mariupol.
The government of the Ukrainian city Mariupol says 300 people died in a Russian airstrike on March 16 on a theater being used as a bomb shelter. The post on the city government Telegram channel cites eyewitnesses for the toll of about 300. It was not immediately clear whether emergency workers had finished excavating the site or how the eyewitnesses arrived at the horrific death toll. When the theatre was struck, an enormous inscription reading "Children" was posted outside in Russian, intending to be visible from the skies above. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, Ukraine's President Zelensky says his country's getting closer to victory over Russia. Moscow is accusing the West of declaring war on Russia as the U.S. and Europe continue to roll out sanctions. Russia's foreign minister says the goal is to destroy Russia. Before leaving Brussels, Belgium, for Ukraine's neighbor Poland this morning, President Biden announced a partnership with the European Union to knock back Europe's dependence on Russian energy. The U.S. and other nations will increase liquefied natural gas exports to Europe.
This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
We'll get the details later today, but teachers in Minneapolis have a tentative agreement to end a strike over pay and other issues. The school district says it's looking forward to seeing kids back in school on Monday. In Sacramento, a California teacher's strike entered its third day today. This is AP News. Get out the popcorn. The Oscars are Sunday.
After a delay and change of venue for last year's ceremony, the 94th Academy Awards make a return to the Dolby Theater and the usual February or March ceremony date. The Academy is also hoping for another type of return by viewers. Last year's show was the least watched Oscars ever. It's been an ongoing downward trend for all award shows lately, and after all the winners are announced on Sunday, we will see whether viewership will have trended upward again. Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes will co-host after the show went without an MC for the past 3 years. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
They called her the world's oldest blogger. Dagny Carlson has died. She was 109. She wrote about her life in Sweden, based on the attitude that you should never think you're too old to do what you want to do. She started blogging when she was 100. She had thousands of followers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.